changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I shared with you in the previous Jumpstart about sitting and actually looking at Van Gogh paintings in the Pittsburgh Museum and in the Carnegie Institute of Art in Chicago recently. And from looking at those pictures and interesting paintings, one of the things that happens is, I find, is that then when you're in a similar nature scene, you begin to almost see it as that painting. And yesterday morning, as I was walking out onto the dock to have my coffee, I walked out and I looked down at the bay and I said to myself, I actually said out loud, I don't think I have ever seen the bay this calm. I've seen it times when it was completely still, but it seemed stagnant. There was no movement whatsoever. And there were tufts of decaying seagrass floating on the surface and not moving at all, just absolutely stationary on the surface of the water. And I walked out to my usual place to have my Zazen practice, where I sit and just experience the morning. And as I was sitting there, the reason I go out there is because I'm facing west. However, there's almost always some clouds in the east. Excuse me, I'm facing west. That's right. There's almost some clouds in the west. And the sunrise reflected on the clouds in the east onto the west is just amazing. It looks like a Van Gogh painting. And there are boats in the bay that are moored there. I've shared with you before, there are several that have been there that look just totally abandoned. I've never seen anyone go out there or anything. Sailboats, small ones, like 24 foot, 20 foot. And I sat there and I thought, the morning doesn't have its normal beauty. The sunrise is hitting the clouds, and the clouds are purple and red and gold and yellow and blue and all the green, even wonderful colors. But the bay isn't showing its normal beauty. And then far off into the distance, a boat cut through the water, and it took a while, but in time, the waves, and they weren't very large, but the waves began to do this to the water. And all of a sudden, the sunrise going on behind me had something to reflect onto, and all of the bay became alive with just these myriad colors. And it struck me that we as human beings are problem solvers. We like waves. We need waves. People often get bored and seek out waves in their lives. And when it goes too far, it's drama. That's not good, because those waves tend to crash all the boats around us as well. The thing is, we enjoy doing something that's challenging for us. We don't think we do. We think, I want to hit up. My brother, Dave, talked about reaching a point financially, et cetera, where he could just lie on the beach all the time and become, and I teased him about being a piece of human driftwood. And yet he's never reached that point because he doesn't want to reach that point. He probably could, but he's discovered that we as people like to have something challenging to do. there were statistics years ago that said that the average man at that time, because most women, this was probably back when women didn't work as much, that typically a man who retires will often die within 6 months because they don't have something to keep them engaged. And work is a constant series of challenges and problems. I once heard someone say that if you didn't have problems, you wouldn't have a job. Your purpose, wherever your position is to solve a problem, to ride a wave, to move through a wave, to not just sit there on the bay and let it be still. Sometimes it's nice, don't get me wrong. Especially when I want to go paddleboarding. I like the bay to be kind of still so I can see into the water. But the beauty of the coming day, the beauty of hope, the beauty of new things that are waiting to be born in our lives come when we do new things, or when we do things that are slightly beyond our capacity. I've shared with you that I've actually shown it to you before, but there's a little sign right here off camera that says, if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. Let me say that again. If your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough, because that's where the waves are. Earl Nightingale, who impacted my life so much, used to love to tell the story, and it's a true story. I've read it in several things, so I guess it's true. Sometimes if something is repeated often enough, it becomes considered true. I think it is, though. And that is that prior to explorers circumnavigating the globe and documenting it, documentating, whatever, making note of it, official note of it, prior to that, at the edges of the known waters, in other words, what had been explored, there was often the inscription, "Here there be dragons." And even at that point, at that time, everyone knew that a dragon was a mythical creature. And yet what they're saying is, beyond where you've explored is something scary. And Earl Nightingale said, what if instead of having said that, how much faster might exploration have spread if they had told the truth? You know, here be exciting new spices and things to discover, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I won't get into colonization and worlds to conquer. People tend to tell us, and we tend to tell ourselves, to stay safe and play it safe and stay within the harbor. But it's out there riding the waves that makes life interesting. So if you've got waves in your life, you're normal. Everybody's got waves. It's interesting. I've shared with you before, my friend Brian and I have been prayer partners for going on 12 years now. And every week we've both got something we want to talk about, have a little prayer about. Every week. Sometimes it's just one of gratitude, because we're between the waves. But the waves are coming. So don't expect a day when there's no waves. Expect a day when you appreciate the waves, and when you ride them, and when you enjoy them, and when you see the beauty in them, and begin to act like that day is today. And you'll be surprised how good you are at riding the waves.
No more complaining people, their lives are changing, we're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more complaining people, their lives are changing, we're flying.